beeping, then what you gonna do? We have an escape plan and so should you.
This teaches the kids to have an escape plan ready, and they might not think about this because they're so young, but it's good to get them aware from a young age.
We smell the smoke in the air, so we get down low. We get down low and we go, go, go.
Hi, I'm Andrew McGrath from Melbourne North Secondary College. I'm the Year 9 coordinator. That's right, we've got the grades 3s and 4s over from the primary school, and we're running through a couple of different scenarios about fire safety within the house. So the Year 9 students have organised different role plays, and hopefully the grade 3s and 4s get something out of the day.
You said one of the groups is doing a rap. Are you trying to make this exciting, or why are they rapping about fire safety?
The group that's doing it, that's the way that they roll. So they're very confident people. That's the way they like to express themselves, and they're always doing something different any time we've got a different activity.
Merbu North was affected by the Delburn fires and also the Black Saturday fires. What impact do you think it had on these students?
A really big impact, and it was important for the school to look at the area that we live in and realise that we're in a high fire risk area, and that it's important for the students and the parents to have active conversations about fire safety. So we've had students that have been looking at fire safety plans within the house, and they've been going home and talking to their parents about that and hopefully organising something that is in writing. So if anything does happen, and we hope obviously that it doesn't, that there's something implemented that they can quickly put into place and that everyone feels comfortable and confident using that plan.
Have they mentioned to you that they've changed the way they view their house and their fire preparations since doing this program?
Definitely. I think the other thing that we've really looked at is the school as well. So we've done a fire audit of the school. We've had professionals that have come in and we've walked around and we've looked at some of the issues that may affect the safety of the school. And then we've had the students write up some of those recommendations too, and then that'll be an ongoing conversation that we can have with the principal class as well.
Do you think the fires had a psychological impact on these kids as well?
I think that's an ongoing thing. I think talking to Norm De Silva, our school chaplain, he's saying that there are still things that are happening today. So we're well aware of that. And after the fires, we certainly had a lot of support within the school to help students and parents out. But we make sure that we're aware that people that went through it need that ongoing support.
Do you think doing activities like this where they're kids are encouraged to be active about fire safety, do you think it helps with those psychological issues?
I think so, for sure. One of the confronting ones that we've done is we went to the Sale Fire Training Centre, and they actually put us in an enclosed space and they lit a drum and the smoke rose to the top. We had all the breathing apparatus on, and then we watched the smoke slowly fall as well. And that was quite confronting for a lot of students, made them feel very uncomfortable about it, but also gave them a chance to look at the reality of what would happen if you were stuck in a fire and what that would be like. And then they went to a two-storey building as well, and they needed to navigate around that, and that was all smoke inundated as well. And once again, we're looking at communication. We're making sure that people were aware of each other, and that if anyone needed to be saved, obviously we could do that.